This is the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm joined in the studio by Ellie, and we're looking at the festive season. And one of the questions that gets asked sometimes, Ellie, is can I take my children abroad at Christmas? Now, if you're separated, I'm supposing this could cause some friction between...
That's one word for it, yeah. Yes. Well, it's quite a complicated area of law anyway, and Claudia dealt with this issue in the August show. But it is an issue that does come up at Christmas and other holiday periods, and a lot of people assume that they can just take the children abroad when they want, where they want, really without the other parent's permission, but that's not the case. In short, if you want to take the children out of the UK, even temporarily on holiday, then you need to get the agreement of every other person with parental responsibility. And that's usually, in most cases, just the other parent. Mm-hmm. If they won't agree, then you need to get the court's permission. So you can imagine that the court process is not necessarily a short process, especially if the other parent is not willing to consent. So again, it's thinking about it as early as possible. And while the court will often agree that the holiday is in the interest of the children and may grant that request, of course, you can't guarantee it. So if you're thinking about going abroad at Christmas, again, raise your plans with your ex early, potentially giving yourself several months to try and sort it out. If they won't agree, then you need to give yourself enough time to make a court application. And it could be unwise to actually commit yourself to the cost of the holiday unless you're sure you're actually going to be allowed to go.
The impact of the holiday that might have on the other parent as well, and that's one of the things you've got to consider, isn't it? That you might be going, right, I'm going to take this, is again what we were speaking about earlier about making the children almost think, oh, this parent's better than the other parents. Maybe a parent goes, right, I want to take you away to Cyprus for Christmas, but the other parent can't afford to do that. It's creating those kind of feelings again, isn't it?
It is, and you need to think about the impact of the holiday on the other parent as well, not necessarily just the cost you know, the fact that you may be getting or feel as if you're getting one up on the other parent. But it may mean that the other parent is missing usual time that they spend with the children. How can you replace that? Can you agree additional time before and after you go? Can the children contact the other parent when they're away on holiday? And again, it comes back to the great technology we've got nowadays. How can they do that? How often? When can they do it? And if you're having a special holiday with the children this Christmas, then is there the possibility for the other parent to have a similar holiday next year, or perhaps at another school holiday during the year? So again, it comes back to communication. And with a potential flashpoint like Christmas, it really reinforces the need to try and get that channel of communication with the other parent and try and discuss these issues rationally. If you can't do it together, then there are ways and means that you can have help to try and address these issues. And certainly at Harrogate Family Law, we've got an awful lot of experience of helping people find a way through these type of problems.
So if people have been listening tonight and they want to find out more and get some advice, how do they get in touch with you at Harrogate Family Law?
Well, you can call. The number is 01423 594 680, and you can go online at www.harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk.
And if you've missed any of tonight's discussion, you can listen again by going on to our website at strayfm.com. Ellie, thank you very much.
Thank you.